A man one day went to visit a friend of his who lived on a farm, and he drove onto the farmland and had to pass his friend's barn. As he passed his friend's barn, he pulled over because he saw something that grabbed his attention that both stupefied and mesmerized him. Someone had been using the barn for target practice. On the barn were 20 targets. There was a bullseye in the middle of each target, and then there was a hole in the middle of each bullseye. 20 targets, 20 bullseyes, a hole in the middle of each bullseye. Perfect marksmanship. No extraneous holes on the barn. Whoever the shooter was doing perfection in his marksmanship. Got back in his vehicle, drove up to his friend's house. When he got to his friend's house, knocked on the door. His friend John came and answered the door. They greeted each other. He said, now, John, I just drove by your barn. Somebody has been using your barn for target practice, and I've never seen marksmanship like that in my life. There were 20 targets. There's a bullseye in the middle of each target. There's a hole in the middle of each bullseye. Who can shoot like that? Oh, John smiled and said, well, that was me. He said, well, where did you learn to shoot like that? Oh, he said, it's easy. I shoot first and I draw a picture of the target around the hole. You see, it's easy to look like you're on target when really all you need to know how to do is paint. It's easy to give the impression that life is as it ought to be when actually if you have a brush in your hand that can paint success, that can paint resources, that can paint power, that can paint accomplishment, when you can hang out with the right people, perhaps go to the right church, perhaps belong to the right club, you can give the impression that you're on target. The reality is that a lot of people will end this life having climbed the ladder to the top only to discover it's leaning against the wrong wall. I've been asked to talk over these next 2 days about the issue of calling, purpose, and destiny. Because it is FCA's desire, as part of their 60th celebration, to make sure that all of their guests are living out whatever is left of your life and mine, and that we're hitting a bullseye and are not just good painters. That we are not wasting whatever time we have left and losing out on what matters most. It is unfortunate that many folks are living their lives in falsetto. They're operating in a range that is not natural to their purpose. And it is easy to exist and not experience what God has preordained for you to accomplish. And not being able to say like the Apostle Paul, I've finished my course. I have done what I was put here to do. Jeremiah was spoken of earlier. And God, in the great verse that we all know in chapter 29, verse 11, says, I have a plan for you, saith the Lord. A plan for your well-being and not for your calamity. It involves a future and a hope. For all of the guests of this 60th celebration, God has brought you here this weekend because he has a plan for you. That plan includes your involvement with FCA, but it includes something much bigger. We're going to discover what that looks like. Because it is the goal of this ministry for you to leave here this weekend, not only knowing more about FCA and celebrating its 60th anniversary, but knowing more about your divine destiny, about why God has left you here this long, so that if you are fulfilling that destiny, you'll continue to do it, and so that if you aren't fulfilling that destiny, you'll begin to do it, so that when this life ends, you will be able to say, I've completed the work he has placed me here to do. On tomorrow, we'll talk a little bit about the key to discovering your destiny. There is a master key that will unlock the door to God's divine design for you. And then on Saturday morning, we'll talk about the mechanics of experiencing and realizing and living out that destiny. So I'm looking forward to seeing us share a legacy together. Many of you stopped me as we were in the dinner line, and you mentioned some things to me. You mentioned my son, Anthony, who sang last year, or some of you mentioned my daughter, Priscilla, whose Bible studies you've been involved with. Folks who know me know my story. I lost my mother just a few months ago, and my father is still back home in Baltimore, Maryland. My father was saved when he was 30 years old, and I was about 10. He came home and led me to Christ, led my mother to Christ, then he led the four of us, me and my siblings, to Christ. My father was a high school dropout in Baltimore, Maryland. I became the first one in my family to graduate from high school, the first to go to college. That led me to Dallas Seminary. I got to Dallas Seminary because a gentleman wrote a check and paid my application fee. They let me in on probation. I went through Dallas Seminary and graduated with academic honors. We began a church with 10 people in my home, my wife Lois and I. It's now about 10,000 now, and we, from that, established the Urban Alternative that's heard now around the nation and around the world. Now, I didn't bring all of that up to really say anything about me, but about my father, who is at home in Baltimore. He met Christ. He shared it with his family. I was privileged to go to college. I was the third African American allowed at Dallas Theological Seminary, the first African American to graduate with a doctorate degree. And when you turn on the radio and hear Anthony sing a song, or you see a Bible study that's being done by Priscilla, or read Kingdom Woman, which was done by me and Crystal, or hear my son Jonathan, who played in the NFL briefly, preach a sermon, what you're seeing is a man still living in the inner city of Baltimore, Maryland, who, even though a high school dropout, met Christ, went on a tour of a destiny, shared it with me, so I get to share it here tonight at FCA and beyond through who's ever touched by our offspring. So when my father goes home, which we talk about from time to time, at 85 years old, he's ready because he feels he's finished the work God has called him to do. So for the next two mornings, we're going to make sure you get to do the same, because there will be nothing like concluding this life and being proud and expectant about the life to come. Congratulations, FCA, on your 60th anniversary, and thank you for the privilege of allowing me to share in it along with my wife, Lois. God bless.